Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to English for You. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things, and that's watching movies. Whoa, Bill, are you in a race?
No, I'm a race car, because one of the movies we have today is Disney and Pixar, together, their latest animated film. It's called Cars, and it's all about a lightning-fast race car.
It sounds like so much fun. I know Disney and Pixar have also made great movies like Finding Nemo and Toy Story. But if cartoons aren't really your thing, we also have a nice romantic comedy, which will hopefully touch your heart and make you laugh. Okay, listeners, open up your magazines. It's June 15th. It's our leisure unit. And let's read the first part of today's article. Cars. Race car Lightning McQueen is faster than fast. He is on his way to becoming the youngest car to win the Piston Cup Championship. While speeding down the highway, however, McQueen crashes into the forgotten town of Radiator Springs. Now he must do community service there to pay for his accident. The small town is home to a legendary race car and other automobiles such as a hippie VW that is thirsty for organic fuel. These old cars don't have much, but they do enjoy something McQueen realizes he is missing, true happiness. Now McQueen must decide which is more important. Take a ride with Disney Pixar's latest animation to find out what happens at the finish. Whoa, he's faster than fast? It sounds like what they used to say about Superman, that he's faster than a speeding bullet.
Yeah, you can use words in this way. It's kind of a funny way to say something is really or very fast, or any other adjective. Like this, hey Siobhan, I'll do the rest of the show slower than slow.
Oh my gosh, Bill. You're trying to kill me one word at a time. Let's get back to the article. We have race car Lightning McQueen, and we say that he is faster than fast. He is on his way to becoming the youngest car to win the Piston Cup Championship. Normally we say race car driver, but you have to remember this is a cartoon, so it's actually a car that can talk.
That's right, and this young car, this young race car, is going to become the youngest one to win the Piston Cup Championship. So he's excited, he's gonna be the winner, and uh-oh, he's speeding down the highway, and he crashes. When you're speeding, it means you're moving at a fast speed, so you're going very fast.
Well, we have McQueen here going so fast that he crashes. So maybe he hits something else. He gets really, really hurt. Now he must do community service in the forgotten town of Radiator Springs to pay for his accident. If you're doing community service, it's doing something for the community or for someone else, and you don't get paid. You do it for free.
Yeah, you're usually or sometimes doing it to pay for something you did, which means it's like you broke the law. And doing community service or trying to help that community is part of your punishment, part of what happens to you for breaking the law. Now, in this town, though, McQueen meets a lot of different, well, you can't say people, they're cars. In fact, this small town is home to a legendary race car and other automobiles, such as a hippie VW that is thirsty for organic fuel. This is really funny to me because I used to drive a VW, a Volkswagen, and they were always connected to hippies and organic and being natural. And when you're organic or when you're talking about something that is organic, it means that it doesn't have chemicals or doesn't have, you know, bad stuff inside. It means it's made or grown very naturally.
Yeah, there's definitely a connection to the earth. You can buy organic fruits and vegetables that are grown just by regular people, not from, you know, a big company farm, and it usually is better for your body.
And it's not just this hippie VW that he meets. He also meets that legendary race car. I like this word legendary. Now, a legend, if you don't remember, listeners, is a story about something that happened long ago sometimes, but it usually is a story that seems a little bit magical, seems really big, and just really interesting. In fact, maybe so big and magical, it's a little hard to believe.
Yeah, it's one of those things that people don't really think it's true, but we just have a great time talking about it and telling the stories to our children and friends and family.
Right, so if it is a legend, to say something is legendary means it's like that kind of story. So this race car, well, he's legendary, which means everyone knows the story of this incredible car.
But these old cars don't have much, but they do enjoy something McQueen realizes he is missing, true happiness. So this is a story that we see a lot in movies, the story of people who don't have a lot of stuff. They don't have much, but they are truly happy. They are so happy inside that McQueen sees this and decides he must choose which is more important.
So which is more important then? Meaning, I guess, that true happiness and just simple life of being yourself and trying all the time to be better and win the race. He's saying to himself, hey, maybe I can just relax. So, again though, this movie is an animation. It's Disney Pixar's latest animation, and you can find out what happens at the finish in this animation.
Well, animation, Bill, it's just basically a cartoon. It's basically taking, you know, drawings and turning them into a movie. We're all familiar with Disney's work like The Lion King, Toy Story, Aladdin, all these great movies.
And Mickey Mouse, of course.
Of course. Okay, listeners, it's time now for some Chinese explanations about the new movie Cars.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天我们要介绍两部电影。 第一部是由Disney跟Pixar他们最新出品的一部卡通动画，叫做Cars。在这部电影里头呢，所有的车子都被拟人化了，他们都会说话。主角呢是一部race car，名字叫做Lightning McQueen。那么这部车子 is faster than fast。我们用这个片语来形容它速度非常的快。 快过于a speeding bullet 是表示呢，好像比一个闪过的子弹还要快。形容一个人非常的慢，就像刚才Bill所表现的， he is slower than slow， 说明他速度非常的慢。而这一部动作快速的车子， he is on his way to becoming the youngest car to win the Piston Cup Championship。 On one's way to, the to 呢, 是一个介系词, 因此后面我们要接名词或者是动名词, 原来字面上的意思是, 前往什么的途中, 隐身的意思呢, 就是即将要成为, 最年轻的冠军了, 但是天不从人愿, 在比赛的时候呢, McQueen出了意外, Now he must do community service, 他必须要到那里做社区服务, 后面句尾的不定词表示目的 to pay for his accident 来为他的意外付出代价。而这一座被遗忘的小城呢 is home to a legendary race car and other automobiles. Be home to, the to 呢, 同样是一个介系词。这个片语的意思就是什么的聚集地或者是什么之家。 这些老旧的车辆虽然拥有的不多, but they do enjoy something. Something 后面有个句子在修饰, 这个东西呢, 是 McQueen realizes he is missing, 就是冒号后面提到的 true happiness, 也就是真正的快乐。所以现在 McQueen 呢必须要 decide which is more important。两样哪一个比较重要，一个就是呢 enjoy the true happiness, 另外一个呢就是 win the race, 也就是赢得比赛。想要知道结果的话，当然要去看电影。看了电影之后，你就能够 find out what happens at the finish。这里的 the finish 呢，可以指的是 the finish line， 也就是终点线，或者指的是 the end of the movie。
Thanks, Daphne. Okay, it's time now for a short break, and when we come back, it's that romantic comedy that Bill and I have just been dying to tell you about.
Oh, Siobhan, I'm so excited to talk about this movie, Failure to Launch, because it has Matthew McConaughey in it. He's so good-looking.
He really is. He's practically dreamy. In fact, we're going to learn that he was voted the sexiest man alive.
Well, you know who else is sexy? Sarah Jessica Parker's in this movie, too, and...You know, she's got a really interesting face and a beautiful body, but she just glows with this interesting sexiness.
Okay, well, enough talk about sexiness. Let's read today's article.
Failure to launch. He is 35, very handsome, but still lives with his parents?Voted the sexiest man alive, Matthew McConaughey stars as Trip in a new film about unexpected romance. Trip enjoys the convenience of living at home, clean sheets, clean clothes, and mom's cooking. His parents, on the other hand, have had enough. They hire Paula, Sarah Jessica Parker, an expert who believes that finding true romance will help men find independence.Paula's job is to create this romance. However, when she realizes that Trip is unlike her usual clients, the relationship gets hot. Will Paula succeed, or will she be waking up to have breakfast with Trip and his parents? Watch Failure to Launch for the unexpected ending.
Wow, I hope that when I'm 35, I'm not living with my parents, but hopefully someone still thinks I'm handsome.
Yeah, well, I think you're not handsome. Usually we use that word for men, but sure, you could say that for a woman too. Siobhan, you're very handsome.
Okay, well, now I'm not so sure if I like being called handsome. But anyways, we have this man who's very handsome, but he still lives with his parents.In the West, if you live in Canada or the United States, and you are older than maybe about 30, and you still live with your parents, well, people think it's kind of funny and maybe kind of weird.
That's right. In fact, even if you're older than maybe 22 or 23 and you still live with your parents, that's kind of strange. Definitely a big difference between cultures.The idea, though, is it's very strange for him to live with his parents, and his parents are getting tired about this. And because of this, this creates this new film about unexpected romance. And like I said, Matthew McConaughey is in it, and he was voted the sexiest man alive.
Wow, I didn't think that would be unexpected at all. I think he's really sexy. It's something that I would expect. If you expect something, it's what you believe will happen. So, if we say this new movie is unexpected, that un in the front making it negative or making it not, we are saying that it's something that we don't expect to happen. So, we can't tell what is going to go on.
Right. Well, what they're not expecting here is romance. It's a movie about unexpected romance. And he enjoys the convenience of living at home. Aha, here's where it is. He lives at home with his parents because it's convenient. It makes his life easy because, well, he gets the clean sheets, the clean clothes. His mom does everything for him. She even cooks.
Definitely. I know that I'm 24 years old and I never get tired of my mom doing my laundry or cooking for me. But his parents, on the other hand, have had enough. They say no more. They hire a woman named Paula, who's played by Sarah Jessica Parker, and she's an expert who believes that finding true romance will help men find independence. So, if you're independent of other things, basically it means you can do things by yourself and on your own. So, she believes that if you give a man romance, that will make him happy, and so he will go and do things by himself.
So, I guess the idea is, if he feels like he's in love with someone or attracted to someone, he won't have to be so reliant. He won't have to spend so much time with his parents, depending on them because of the convenience of having your parents do things. Now, her job is to create this romance, to find a romance for the guy so that he becomes independent. But she realizes that Tripp is not like her usual clients. The relationship gets hot. I think this means that she starts to fall in love with him.
Yes, this is like a lot of these kinds of movies. So, will Paula succeed? Will she make it? Or will she be waking up to have breakfast with Tripp and his parents? Well, we're saying now that the ending is unexpected. But the ending to this second paragraph isn't unexpected. It's time for Chinese explanations.
第二部电影是由被票选成为 The Sexiest Man Alive， 也就是最性感的男星。第二句话一开始的过去分词片语呢，就形容这一名男星，也是句子的主词 Matthew McConaughey。 Matthew stars as Tripp， star 当动词来用，就是在电影中单刚演出，演出的角色是 Tripp。 后面有一个介系词片语告诉我们，这是一部新的电影 about。 Unexpected romance 说明电影的内容呢，谈的是一场意外的恋情。因为 Tripp 虽然他已经35岁了，还是跟父母同住，可是父母呢有一点受不了他。His parents, on the other hand, have had enough. 这里用的是现在完成式，表示他的父母呢已经受够他了。因此，父母呢 they hire Paula. Paula 是谁呢？ An expert， 他是一个专家。who后面的子句呢，又形容这个专家 who believes that finding true romance will help men find independence。 所以 Paula 她的工作呢，就是 create this romance。 However， when she realizes that， 后面的整个子句做动词 realize 的受词。 当她发现到 Tripp is unlike her usual clients， 也就是表示 Tripp 呢跟其他的客户都不一样。 The relationship gets hot， 这里的 relationship 呢就指的是 Paula 跟 Tripp 之间的关系变得越来越火辣。换言之呢， she starts to fall in love with Tripp， 她自己呢也爱上了 Tripp， 这下可精彩了，要知道结果一定要去看电影。
Let's take a short break, and when we come back, Bill and I are going to try to guess the ending to the movies.
Okay, Siobhan and I tried to figure out what the endings of these two movies, Cars and Failure to Launch, would be like, but we couldn't think of it. So I guess we just gotta see the movie, or we can read through today's article one more time.
Cars. Race car Lightning McQueen is faster than fast. He is on his way to becoming the youngest car to win the Piston Cup Championship. While speeding down the highway, however, McQueen crashes into the forgotten town of Radiator Springs. Now he must do community service there to pay for his accident. The small town is home to a legendary race car and other automobiles such as a hippie VW that is thirsty for organic fuel. These old cars don't have much, but they do enjoy something McQueen realizes he is missing, true happiness. Now McQueen must decide which is more important. Take a ride with Disney Pixar's latest animation to find out what happens at the finish.
Failure to launch. He is 35, very handsome, but still lives with his parents? Voted the sexiest man alive, Matthew McConaughey stars as Trip in a new film about unexpected romance. Trip enjoys the convenience of living at home, clean sheets, clean clothes, and mom's cooking. His parents, on the other hand, have had enough. They hire Paula, Sarah Jessica Parker, an expert who believes that finding true romance will help men find independence. Paula's job is to create this romance. However, when she realizes that Trip is unlike her usual clients, the relationship gets hot. Will Paula succeed, or will she be waking up to have breakfast with Trip and his parents? Watch Failure to Launch for the unexpected ending.
Oh, sorry, Bill. I was just thinking about the sexiest man alive. What are we doing now?
We're taking a look at our vocabulary, Siobhan.
Oh, okay. I'll start. Legendary. Pete Sampras is a legendary American tennis player.
Organic. Organic foods are healthy because they are free of pesticides.
Animation. Gary loves animation. He has seen all of Hayao Miyazaki's animated films.
Unexpected. The president paid an unexpected visit to the small town.
Independence. To seek independence, Eva decided not to live with her parents anymore. Wow, Eva is a bold woman.
She is. She's going out there on her own in the world. Kind of sounds like a TV show.
Okay, listeners, now it's time to talk a little bit about the trailer for this great new movie coming out called Cars.
Breathing quick. I am lightning.
Oh, man! Ooh,
hook him up, Mater.
Where am I?
You're in Radiator Springs, the cutest little town in Carburetor County.
How about some organic fuel?
Take a car wash, hippie.
Look, I'm Lightning McQueen, the famous race car.
I love you, Lightning!
I'm a precision instrument for speed and aerodynamics.
Do you know many Ferraris?
No. They race on the European circuit. What?
Luigi, follow on with the Ferrari.
I know this type. Race car.
I don't mean to be rude here, but you probably go 0 to 60 in like, what, 3.5 years?
Oh. When is the last time you cared about something except yourself, Hot Rod?
Don't you big city race cars ever just take a drive?
Oh, you get hip, so this time it's hip.
Holy Porsche. Hey, do I spot a little pinstriping tattoo back there?
Oh, you saw that?
Oh. Well, how does a Porsche wind up in a place like this?
I fell in love.
Oh, Corvette?
No, I fell in love with this.
Ciao.
Enrico Ferrari! This is the most glorious day of my life.
Wow, that was some great music that they played in the beginning there. It really helped set the scene. Bill, is there anything about that trailer that really stands out in your mind?
Well, yeah, there was this sentence that one of the cars said. He said, "I know his type." Now, you know, I was thinking about that while we were listening to the trailer. And I was thinking, that's a great way to say this idea in English. When you say you know somebody's type, it means you kind of know what they are like. Like, some people can be very similar. Maybe somebody who works in a university, in a college, is going to be very smart, is always going to be asking questions, maybe always makes you feel like you're talking to a teacher. So if you say, I know his type, that kind of means you know what he's like. He's the teacher type.
Yeah, you can say it in a good way or a bad way. I can say, oh, I know his type. He's really mean and cruel. Or I can say, oh, yeah, I know her type. She's really fun and exciting. You can say it in a positive way or a negative. He also mentioned something that I think is pretty difficult for our listeners. He talked about himself because he is a car, and he said, I'm a precision instrument. And what he basically means is that he is precise. So what he's saying is that I'm perfect. If something is a precision instrument, like maybe my new computer, what we're saying is that it's really good.
That's right. To be precise means you have to be exact with numbers. You have to get it just right. So a precision instrument is some kind of tool or thing that is made with very exact numbers, very exact maybe measurements or standards. So he's trying to say that, well, he's worth a lot of money. He's not like all the other cars. He's special.
Definitely. Okay, let's hear some Chinese explanations now of that trailer.
Leo 刚才提到预告片里头讲了一句话 I know his type. 这句英文呢是表示我知道这个人是属于哪类型的。换言之呢 I know what he is like. 就是我知道他是怎么样的人。另外 Siobhan 提的另外一个句子 I'm a precision instrument. Precision 呢是名词形容词是 precise.精准的 P-R-E-C-I-S-E P-R-E-C-I-S-E 这里用名词 I'm a precision instrument 是在表示呢我非常的精准这部车子呢说他自己呢是 perfect 是完美无瑕的表示他对自己非常的自豪
Well, I've got two great movies to see and no shortage of fun.
That sounds great to me.
Okay, listeners, well, hopefully you'll join us again on English for You. Until next time, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Bill.
See you next time.